I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
And record. We are recording now.
Record. You know what? Fuck that. Cord. Because we're going to do it the first time, and
do-overs
are for mulligans, are for golfers, and hobos.
Hobos?
And surgeons.
Wait.
Not, no.
No.
In any event.
Yeah.
We're courting.
We're going to do it again.
No, we're courting. We're just courting.
Oh, it's time to start courting.
Nope. This is still...
It still sounds like a child with, like, a speech impediment. It's time to start courting.
It's time to start courting. push the circle with the smaller red circle. And
Bullseye.
I'm courting.
Guarding.
Corduroys.
James.
Are courting. Pretty nice. There's no re-corduroys. That sounds offensive.
See?
That doesn't sound like something you would want your child wearing.
Oh my goodness, turn away. Cover your eyes.
You would buy recorderoys in like a used and defective section or something.
Well, I also said James Recordin.
Oh, James, would you look at that or listen to it?
Would you just listen to that?
Would you just?
Okay. So I said that I went to a movie. Have you been to any movies recently, finally? Did you go see Civil War?
No.
Why not?
I'm watching, I'm at the end of Pineapple Express right now.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that, even though everyone talks about it.
You probably wouldn't like it.
you know me so well.
It's like entirely...
Boobs.
The movie is named after a weed strain. It's all about drugs and stoners.
Oh.
And it's probably not even funny unless you smoke weed. I don't see how it would be funny unless you smoked weed, to be quite honest with you.
I've never tried, so yeah, you're right.
Yeah, nothing against
it.
I like this movie.
Would it help me
understand you?
Would it help me understand you?
No.
Okay.
It's stereotypes of stoners. It's not real.
So I could be my cat's a stoner, I can tell. These are the characters. I've paid attention. Watch the movie.
It's like an updated Cheech and Chong. It's like Cheech and Chong meets Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
It's like if they were like homeopathically thinned out Cheech and Chong and then added to a full strength Shia LaBeouf.
Boof. Keep
but
saying boof.
Like and not spun in a centrifuge, but spun in an SUV accident.
Obviously, we got like 10 angles, but yeah.
It's a different kind of mixology, but it's what the boof insisted upon. It's like, no, bro, I got this.
Why doesn't he go by the boof?
The boof. Why isn't he the boof?
He could be
boof daddy.
Isn't he? he literally, like, he's getting weird, so it's perfect.
He could gain 300 pounds and be the buffet.
It was extra.
Step up to the buffet.
Step up.
Check out these dumplings. Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Put them away, Shia.
Oh, my goodness,
You're not very Shia, are you?
You know, I've never said his name away from the boof, and... That's a funny name,
yeah, you know,
Shia.
Yeah, Shia, you know what else is
for
a funny
a dude?
Name? Reese.
Yeah, with all the spoons.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah. I think we already touched on that one. But Shia, Reese.
Shia. Like, that would be like his mom being like, Shia. Or like, Shia, get in here. And he'd be like, what, mother? But like, Shia for a dude or a name at all?
Yeah, there's a lot of hippies out there.
But when you
just,
say all together,
not
it's
only
like
are
Shia
they
LaBeouf.
Allowed to have kids, they're kind of like the Catholics of having kids, I would think, hippies, because it's like there's no God controlling any of that. They don't even have, like, at least Catholics have, like, you know, one at a time sort of policy and birthing in the home. Well, I guess hippies share that. But hygiene, possibly, missionary position, I'm trying to at least delineate, but I feel like hippies are like Catholics on steroids. Or something. It doesn't matter. Like, yeah, we could just we fashion baby carriers out of handkerchiefs, and we don't buy baby clothes, and we reuse the same filthy rags just rinsed out of their turds as diapers.
And usually
our children just shit onto the floor, and because it's made out of dirt, and we just smooth it over and grow tomatoes there.
Tomatoes.
I feel like that makes it really, like, they've made child upkeep as low maintenance as possible. Like, I don't have to go, like, buy anything for my kids. I just found this shit in the dumpster behind the supermarket, and now I'm raising my children in it.
It's like, so, look, guys, mommy has a garden.
So that's how mommy's able to have way too many kids, because she's cheap. Because she's sheep, yes. She's cheap and sheep and raising small children. And
sheep.
I don't think that any of that's actually true. They seem like pretty loving people, but...
They seem nice.
Mormons and Catholics, though, they do have lots of kids. And that's a problem. I feel like if you... I don't just feel like... I believe that it is a... Well, you know, you want to have some kids. You want to have spares. What if your first two sons are douchebags? You know, you gotta.
That's true. I realized today when I was calling
Wyatt. They Wyatt and Everett are douchebags. I'm with you. Yeah. Okay.
So like, One of them said, "Oh, it was Anthony. He was watching a show earlier, and I think it's like a married show or something. I don't know if it's white Detour people. Or not, but." They went to, like, a doctor's, like, bed and breakfast, he insisted, or something, when they got there. It was some castle. Like, it's not that majestic. And then, like, a stallion, like, you know, galloped across, and he just goes, "What a douche." It's like, yeah, thank you. Someone said it. There's so many times you just want to be like, anybody else? What a douche.
Yeah, put that on the shirt and smoke it.
Juice bags.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I went today to the grocery store to get my juice, and they were all out of my specific juice. But I got a rain check receipt, so when I come back and they have it, they have to give it to me at that price, and as many as I want. That's how I do grocery stores.
What if the price is more?
I know.
I would like to see them still lock you, and it's like, burn this. Fuck yourself. It's 50 cents cheaper now, but you have to pay that price.
I know.
You signed a contract.
Sorry. I'm sorry, we can't honor that. I'm so sorry.
I hope that's how it goes.
No, that's awful. That is very nice.
Hey, but what a fun story of you yelling at a clerk in front of your children.
Well, that is fun.
Because you lost your shit.
You know what? And then guess what happened to mommy? She lost her shit.
Mm-hmm. She lost it. She just totally freaked out because on that person. You know what?
Yeah.
Mommy feels good, so take that all the way to the bank, children. Go ahead and express yourselves openly and vent your rage on strangers around you. And they'll thank you for it in the form of crying.
Yeah, people do suicide. Get weirded out about that stuff.
Yeah, it's super weird about being yelled at by strangers. Ah, so gay.
Oh, man.
Man, walking away from microphones is just the worst. Like, I hate it.
Hey, how'd you know I did that?
I don't know. Magic?
No. There's no way. How would you know?
Auditory pulsations?
Stop. I just dropped a few papers, and so how'd you know? I hate you.
It's weird when people know about what happened. It's like what Donald Trump does all the time, where he's like, you know what happened? Well, nope. It didn't happen that way.
Or like he won't release his tax records. That's my favorite.
You know, they had that thing come out with, that. And then the latest scandal of him, what is clearly him posing as somebody else on the phone, as his own publicist or manager or someone just, you know, gossiping about Donald Trump. And then it comes up and he's like, nope, that wasn't me. It doesn't even sound like me. And it's like, you know, it was you.
Ouch.
You know you did that.
You know you did that.
What the hell?
You wanted to do that.
I know it was like 30 years ago, but like you probably did that all the damn time. It probably like took up a good chunk of your time, so you know you did that. Alright, it's weird.
It took up a good chunk of your time.
It probably did. You know, well, think about it. Like, honestly, look at a guy like Donald Trump. Like, how do you think he has made his money? Because well, we know he's how he's lost a lot of money and how he scammed a lot of people. But how do you think he's honestly made his money? The only skill you see him ever have is just his, like, improv skill. That's like, he's true. Like the Satan of improv, where he just uses all of the magic of improv, but to ill effects, where he just keeps you on a roller coaster of words that never seems to run into itself somehow. Like, it just keeps looping and just getting more complex, like his hair. And then eventually you're just like, how is this thing not crashing? He just keeps coasting forward.
I think that is the feeling that most people are getting. It's just, it's almost like what? How is he? That's it. How is he still going? Yeah, it's
like, and sometimes I think of, like, what's the mindset? Like, if I wanted to just, like, create a word coaster, that's just a never-ending word coaster that just spaghetti bowled itself endlessly. Like, how would, what would I have to be thinking, or like, where would I have to be trying to go? Or, like, you're just, like, building track and scaffolding and supports and at such speed and such magnificent architecture, but at the same time insane and maddening and meandering. And I don't know. I've been, you know, tearing out 62 West Jefferson a whole lot lately, and I'm just, like, thinking a lot. I'm, like, thinking about, you know, ideas for decor, what to call the place, and also, like, what the fuck does Donald Trump think? What's going
on? Yeah, that freaking bothers you when you're sweeping.
Yeah. When I'm ripping up carpet, or I'm sweeping.
Oh, my God, gross.
Yeah, or, like, you know, knocking plaster off of walls, high five, or, you know, or sweeping again. Loading trash into dumpsters.
There's a joke there.
Yeah, somewhere. There's a lot of time to think and breathe in asbestos and lead dust.
It's so good for you. So
really just, you know, expansive thoughts. I don't even
You don't wear need, like a filter mask?
I don't need a deprivation tank. My senses have been numbed by the chemicals in the air. Oh, thank you.
You'll probably be okay.
Yeah, probably. Well, no one makes it out alive.
Burlap.
Burlap. No one makes it out burlap.
So what are you going to do with the downtown building? What are the plans?
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, you should name it the Abbey, because it's downtown.
It's downtown. Downtown Abbey at the square, on the square, and then it's just like a bunch of corn all over the logo and stuff. It's like, what the fuck?
You doesn't Americans. Doesn't make sense, but I want
sons
it.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches.
No, what I'm telling to people is that it's going to be a technology company, and as far as the rest of the information goes, you can go, like, read a bunch of books at the library and educate yourself and figure it out.
Is that what you're doing?
Because that's what I'm doing, and I'm not telling you the details yet. I'm going to make a sign or something.
I'm going to wait.
I'm going to wait. But, no, I am buying materials product materials for the business, as well as totally just, like, demoing the shit out of the interior of that place.
Yeah, you did, just so you could mess some stuff up.
Yeah, oh, it's a huge old mess. We got to clean a gigantic brick wall.
You have to seal it, too.
Seal it, clean the floor, refinish the floor. Once again, like I said previously.
Make it happen fast on, like, those TV shows.
Looking up LED technologies. Well, I was thinking we need to get, like, a video crew down here, a documentary, be like, hey, here's how our renovation project is coming on today's day of shooting. Yeah. I feel like if Mom hadn't scared away, like, two chicks and a hammer and three cups, we might have had something.
and four souls.
I assume there's some amount of cups, you know, two cups, one for each woman to hydrate, and then a guest cup. What are you thinking? I haven't heard about anything else.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
Is that your house farting?
No, someone with a motorcycle outside.
Oh, man, I'm gonna start imagining that motorcycles passing by are just house farts.
House farts.
Just the house just ripping one with some serious ass.
Well, your house just ripped some serious ass.
Yeah.
Well, houses probably do fart. They
this
probably
ass
have lots
is
of
not
luck.
Cajoling you. speaking of dumbass politicians, I heard Hillary. And their recent scandals, very flippant. I don't know if it's got enough attention. Mm-hmm. Flippantly saying that Bill would be in charge of the economy. She'd put him in charge of fixing the economy. And, you know, a lot of people have pointed out that arguably, you know, not everyone agreed with what Bill did with the economy. And I'm not getting into the specifics there, but it's like...
Yeah, don't get into it.
We're not... when we elected Barack Obama, we didn't get what's her nose? McGee Obama. I know McGee is her middle name, and Obama is probably her last name. But Michelle? Is what Michelle McGee Obama.
McGee.
She was in charge of like make kids healthy with salads and you know health and fitness.
Eat your salad.
It's not like they put her in the war room. They're like, here's the generals. All right, figure out how to fucking invade Saudi Arabia. Okay, here you go. No, it's like no. You do the fun stuff that doesn't mean much or can, you know, it's whatever. Fix kids.
Oh.
Give retarded kids braces on their legs. Brace their legs to their teeth. Retarded kids.
Oh, Jathan.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm spitballing here. But the fact that Hillary's like, yeah, you know, okay. Well, I'll just have Bill take care of like half the shit. Who gives a fuck? It's like, that's a good thing? That's like... Saying that publicly is something she shouldn't be ashamed of. I'm curious about this. I feel like that's very embarrassing and dangerous. And I don't know if enough people are focusing on how weird that is. Where it's just like, yeah, that guy who, you know, kind of dishonored the office and did some cool stuff, did some arguable stuff. Yeah, we'll just put him in charge. He's you know, like I sucked his dick once like 20 years ago. And like, obviously, Chelsea, whatever. Okay, she's gross. Yeah. But, you know, it happened obviously once. Like that wasn't a test tube baby, only because the technology wasn't available at the time. I'm not saying that were it a modern day scenario, but that's totally what I'm saying. If it were today, see, I would be a lesbian. Hillary Clinton.
You're so pretty.
Yeah, she tried. She only wears. Have you noticed she only ever wears high necked pantsuits and the like, where there's like nothing but her hands and head showing?
Yep.
I didn't even notice that until someone pointed out. Like, it's just like everything else must be falling right the fuck apart. Like, she must just be a mess from the neck down to the hands. Like, because it's just hands, and I'm sure those are hand gloves too. And you know, there's this new thing. I forget what it's called. It's like second skin or something. What is it called?
Are you talking about the stuff that fixes like a Band-Aid but not a Band-Aid?
Yeah, you put it all over your skin instead of plastic surgery, and it lasts for 24 hours, and it makes you look like much younger. It's like literally all you dumbasses who got plastic surgery and Botox and shit. Way to go, losers! Just buy like get an Amazon subscription to Second Skin or whatever this shit is.
Mm-hmm.
Idiots. Yeah, that's so. Hillary should. I guess what she's gonna do is when Bill dies, she's gonna take his face and put it on hers.
Well, yeah, that's her plan. That's how she's gonna transition.
And then she'll finally take off her pink pantsuit, and it'll be like full on Yakuza fucking / Russian style body tattoos, like hardcore tribal tats. And dancing around in the Oval Office in a ring of fire.
Because her intensity is it's just jarring.
It's scary how desperate and pandering she is.
Her eyes are getting super buggy and like...
Oh, God, they're so round and there's so much white, like extra condensed white. Oh, just like chroma, just right there. It's like whiter than white. It's like if someone had said... Don't fire until you see the whites of her eyes. They would have just like accidentally shot when she was just hanging out eating breakfast and hadn't even, you know, thought about the battlefield yet. It would have been like, oh shit, I didn't know she was just chillaxing over a bowl of cereal.
Sorry, she looks super intense. I'm sorry. I
totes saw the whites of her eyes. Oh, that's horrifying. I'm going to shoot myself now. That's the worst. I can't believe that's who we're fighting.
Ugh.
It's good to know the enemy is so foreign. Yeah, that is what's disturbing about Hillary supporters, and also just all the vilification of Bernie Sanders. He gets called a lot of names, and his supporters get called a lot of ways, and it's like, I don't get it. If you really listen to what he's saying and what we're repeating, it doesn't match up with some of the stories being woven, being spun, the webs being woven, and the stories being written, and the yarns being spun. There we go. Does a spider have a tiny little like yarn spinner? inside of it, I guess.
That's kind of like my rabbit poop questions.
Little spider yarn.
Like how they, like how rabbits pump out those little tiny turds. And what is, yeah, what does it look like? A little tiny factory in there?
You're not going to make a bulletproof vest out of turds, though, are you, please?
Not anymore.
I mean,
I have some equipment to go put away. I'll bear it.
Well, and don't be misled. I don't know which way my please was. Please? Yay or nay. So I'm still deciding. Don't go throwing away that moonshine kit just yet.
Moonshine you for moonshine. Everybody.
Yeah.
I do want to know how spiders do that.
Yeah, and what does it take out of them? Like, how many bugs do they have to eat? Per,
yeah, do like, they like kinda, run to like the end of the roll?
Spiders
and they're like,
are the
oh.
original 3D printers.
Yes.
And if you look at like how like a 3D yes. printer, like the filament or whatever that goes in is thicker than what comes out, so it obviously feeds in slower. So like, what's the feed ratio of like, you know, bug versus silk? And like, what if a spider doesn't eat enough bugs and then can't shit out any silk because it doesn't have any bugs left?
That'd be so funny. Like, they literally reach the end and they start to stretch and like, damn it.
I was like, oh, I'm empty. And then they gotta like, I don't know if they can snack on leaves or something.
Do they pinch it off? Or do they, are they
go
stuck?
Go just eat another spider's web like an asshole. It's like, bro, oh, get your shit together, quite literally in some fashion.
I'm really
I think.
Trying.
I'm getting your shit together. Like, is that okay?
I'm borrowing your shit for my shit.
You're twisting my words and my home and my shit.
And my insides.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mud hut, but for spiders, if you think about it.
Over the nut butt hut.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait, under the nut butt hut. Wait.
Yeah.
Over the shoulder boulder holder, under the nut.
It says a spider pueblo.
Spider pueblo.
Spelled with a W.
Wait. Oh.
Pueblo. Get it?
Jason, that was adorable.
Yeah.
I do get it.
Every now and then, every one out of every 100 jokes is adorable, not related to feces or racism.
So shocking, yeah.
Or what I like to call phrasism.
Oh.
It's not pretty. It's definitely not what
it's
it is.
P-H-R-A-S-E-isms.
You do not want me to define blackface. You do not want me to do that
Jason
right now.
Jason needs to take black pause right now.
Not what... Yeah, I need to delve into impossible blackness.
Indelible
which is my
blackness.
Sanctuary. Yeah, indelible, indefinite, intangible.
Indiscriminate blackness.
Indecent.
Incredible blackness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how's Shamanos?
Are they good. Great? I've had the last 3 days off, which was good for, you know, busting out walls and things and floors, but I work the next 3 days. Only late shift though, so I'm not even closing, so it's just like working 6 hours each night the next few nights, which is not too so bad. So
it's
I can
not
still work
so
during
bad.
The day. It is not too so bad.
So you can still day drink.
I can still
day drugs.
Yeah. And I can pull nails during the day tomorrow, and then
you're so active now.
And then spiff up, and then go deliver pizza with my grizzled hands, and be like, "Yes, I am burning the candle at both ends, so don't fuck with me."
Just give me your money.
It's basically what it amounts to. Like, if you start doing what I'm doing and start like working more than like 12 hours a day pretty consistently, it eventually just becomes like, just shut up and do your job, which is normally what I'm like, but it's going to get worse, I guarantee it. It's going to be
like
a whole bunch
of
just everybody
sorry.
Be productive. Just do something.
Like, all of a sudden you're in like a supervisory role because you just got super like mad.
Well, I've been ramping up into that, like I said in previous episodes, where it's just like, for some reason I'm the authority figure, and I'm like, how did that happen?
Because everyone else is like on like a loop, you know, new people,
but then
new
I've
hires,
got a few theories
and you're like
about
the
it.
One person who's still there.
No, I've got a few theories about it. There's that, but then there's also my idea about getting wise, which is really not you getting wiser, it's just people older than you knowing that they're not wise, dying. And so you're the only one who knows that you're not wise.
Oh.
So people think you're wise. That's
you
what wisdom
you
is.
You don't know no better. Got it.
For most people, you're not actually just, you know, getting any wiser. It's just fewer people know you're not wise. Fewer people are wise to your lack of wisdom.
Aha. There you go. I knew if we just kept talking.
Yeah, and I think that conversely, but I joke about not knowing, but then I read a lot of people saying like, "Man, 36, and I still don't know what's going on." It's like, no, around 30. If you don't know, if you're not really getting on the ball around 30, then you're gonna have more and more trouble. It's like you're just gonna be sliding down that hill, and it gets a little harder each year to figure out what you're doing. So like, 30, I think, is your natural age. You know, if you get 30, you should probably have your shit together, or like, you know, be on a path around 30.
Just have some direction, or going back to live with mom and dad, or something.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that could be part of it, but like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm 32. It's been a growing couple of years, and that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, 30 is when you start to really experience, and like, if you get your shit together around then, and I think that in our society, that's not too big of a task. So I'm just saying to people, like, 30-ish, 32, 33, whatever. But like, around then, get your shit together. And if you don't, you probably won't.
Well,
or maybe you will, but probably not.
I watched a cute little video the other day.
Probability is that you're not.
Yeah, it's true. It's a numbers game. But I was watching the other day about people who like succeeded and started later in life. So that was kind of motivational.
It's against the odds. There's the I get no respect. What's that guy?
Oh my gosh. I get no respect.
Rodney Dangerfield. Rodney Dangerfield. There's a guy who took up beach kite flying at the age of like 43 or 44, and he's like the best in the world at it now. And it's like, yeah, okay. So I'm not totally dissuade you that like you won't find magic in your life later in your life, but the chances diminish infinitesimally as you you drift away from around that age. I just think that it's a good time to get your shit together. Getting your shit together in certain ways at 20 is good, but I think you underdevelop certain other areas if you get your shit together too early, too. So it's hard to say what the ideal is.
Yeah.
Maybe 25 to 30 is a good time to get your shit together,
well,
but
they say, like,
you're asking too much of yourself.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, 30's healthy. But if you're past 30, if you're in your mid-30s or late-30s and you're still confused, you got trouble ahead there, friend. I don't know if you're going to figure it out. You might, but...
Good buddy.
Hey there, little buddy. Might want to get yourself some therapy and stay away from edges. You know.
Edges.
Just nerf your world.
That sounds more like how if we could just be so open and talk like that to people. Hey there, little buddy. You better get away from that
You're
edge.
Not allowed to judge people, though, anymore. So you can't just
nope,
be like,
can't have
your
feels
opinions are
feelings.
Mostly dumb. Like, I wanted to say... Can we just at least in politics... Okay, so we can't castrate people based on IQ. We can't tell people they can't vote. But can we at least say that the people who had political voices, the politicians who were vehemently against marijuana and against climate change, can we at least say that your opinions and your reasoning process has been 100% completely invalidated and you
yes,
are no longer allowed
you.
To hold office because you were so wrong about something so important and you were so adamant about your righteousness?
Oh, yeah, like when you said, like, when you flip the cookie, you don't get to eat the cookie.
Exactly. So I think that's a better way of saying it. When we flip the cookie, you don't get to eat the cookie. So similarly, when it's proven that you are just that wrong, you don't even get to have a say anymore. You're fired from politics. You're fired from capitalism. You don't get, like, we just take away some of your rights are alienable. We're going to alienate some of your
alienable.
Rights. And some of your lefts, for that matter. We're going to even you out, okay?
Consider it a gift.
Yeah, like, you don't get to vote, you don't get to hold office, you don't get to, like, be a profit monger anymore, and we'll probably take your reproductive rights away, because just, fuck you. You know what? You're barely here. You're lucky you're not in jail.
Yeah, for being such a dick.
Like, I'd just bring back the firing squad for most of these people. The Inhofe's. Maybe that's extreme, but then there's other examples of people.
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, I don't know. He said he brought out a snowball in Congress and was like, well, climate change isn't real. It's like, that's more damaging than like a single murder. If you really think about like the influence that the ripples that has and the irresponsibility of it, if we would like mathematically process things, like at the very least, that guy should be in jail for using his office irresponsibly.
Or something,
or just
but nobody not, does or sees it that way. Or I can't even process that.
Like Donald Trump is the Republican nominee. That's a problem.
That's a problem. Oh gosh. Oopsie doodle. We stepped in a puddle.
That's disconcerting. Yeah, that's a puddle of nonsense right there. and
too many people are stepping in it.
And it's weird that that's like, it's weird that we can't have a more of a dialogue between like a Sanders and a Kasich or similar, like.
Did you see that Kasich? Is that how you say his name? Is Kasich or Kasich?
No, it's Kasich, I do believe.
I don't know. Anyway, they said, I just saw in the little blurb underneath the television thing when they were talking, the little ticker, it said that he cannot at this time endorse Trump because of his wife and daughter. I'm like, what? What does that even mean?
Because women in his family exist. And Trump made it quite clear his stance on women.
Like, it was so weird. It's kind of like a text. Women. Oh, I know.
Trump's stance on women is on women.
No, oh, get off, Trump. No way.
No. I can do it. Trump's stance is on women.
That's it. That's the one.
Okay.
Lock it up.
Still down to a fine, tasteless vodka.
Mm. Yeah,
this
really
is the best vodka. And I will pour it all over my daughter while she strips professionally. And I earn money off of her stripping in a manner of describing how I have conducted myself and the women who I claim to love around me, who I actually use as objects to perpetuate my nonsensical rhetoric. I'm building a wall. I'm digging a wall-shaped hole.
That's going to take a minute. I think if there's one good rain, it's going to be a moat.
The wall-shaped hole just got 10 feet lower.
It's going to be a moat.
It's going to be a very thin moat that you can step over easily. It's going to be more of a water feature, an anomaly of sorts.
Was that it? Is this a golf course?
This is the greatest anomaly. It's a magnificent anomaly.
What?
I am a magnificent anomaly.
Anomaly sounds like another word, but what other word?
Anomalous. Like, hominy?
No, and almond? Like an almond?
Anomaly.
Homily?
Anemone?
Amenities? Yeah. Anomalemonies? Lemonade.
No.
I think yours is least like that one.
Yeah.
What movie was that on? Best in Show, where she's trying to find the busy bee. And they're like, she's trying to find... Remember Best in Show?
I do.
Where they're Weimaraner.
Yeah.
They lost the busy bee, and so she goes down to the pet store. And
in the movie, yeah.
Yeah, and the Asian guy's like, is this... Mm. This one has kind of like wings, so it's kind of... That's a bird. Yeah, I know, but it's... And then she ends up picking the one that's like least like the busy bee. Stop.
I get it now. No, hold on. It took a while because you had to describe the entire...
It was only a section of the movie.
You had to describe it. And then when you got to the part, I assume I
you
was
traveled
the funny part.
With me.
I laughed.
I
because
pulled
I,
you against your will with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going like to put me. Together a theme song for that. Well, today
just
on Katrina loosely describes a joke from a movie that you may or may not have seen because it's 15
I
years old.
I would like to make sure that if at all that sounds kind of funny and you haven't seen the movie, that now they'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody
not
is
because
as...
Not because of you.
Not everyone is as sense of humorally advanced as us.
No, clearly that's why we have such a razor-sharp listenership.
We
I'll
do.
Put it that way.
We've
you know,
cultivated that.
And destructive.
Very destructive people, yes.
Doesn't
like
take many of them.
Self-destructive, yeah.
A deranged folk. A pitchfork waving...
this isn't a Trump
brandishing.
Rally. We're
you know,
a little
we're not
better
even
than
in a
that.
Cave, and it is not even dusk, Malachi.
It's
I do
so
not know why you have that
here.
Torch already.
Yeah.
That is just for obviously setting
Malachi.
A straw roof on fire. But these are buildings, okay? We're in a city. This is ridiculous.
For
You're
heaven's
being patently
sakes,
absurd.
Have some respect.
Yeah. This mob mentality doesn't seem productive in general, people. How about we just... Okay, everybody, okay, I understand you're angry. Okay, just go home, write a letter to who you're angry at, okay? Yeah. Don't mail it.
No, don't you mail can't. It, okay? Don't hit send.
Put it in an envelope, put it under your pillow, and just sleep on it. Okay, sleep on it, literally. It's just a literal sandwich.
Just... Literally.
And then in the morning, if you still feel that way, then, you know, I can't stop you from mailing that letter. But I have a feeling that you all won't be feeling as murderous in the morning toward anybody. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is so... Thank you for that. Okay, but honestly, sometimes if people would just write something down and look at it before they type it, I think... Or write it like it.
Well, if that's the way the internet worked, if there was like, you know, a water wheel, but it was like a 24-hour content clock where you had to like queue your information. It's like, all right, this information will be submitted to the internet 24 hours from now. You have the option at any time to delete this from the queue, and you'll have a good ass day. Okay.
Yeah. Enjoy. Good ass day. And it like won't continue. It'll be put in like the hacky box, like the penalty box and hacky.
No, it'll sit like, there in 24 hours. It'll post. So, you know, it'll be basically the same internet. Like if you think about it, just like delayed a day so you can cut stuff out, and then we'll have all the dumbass shit cut out. But then a whole bunch of
refined thoughts.
We'll have to figure out the process, but I feel like it'll just be a much less hate-filled version of the internet.
It was kind of mean while they brush their teeth.
Yeah, some 12-year-old like, oh, I guess I am a douchebag. No, that's not gonna happen. I don't think I'm right about this. No. I think it's just gonna confuse things even more. Gonna have like. Comments coming at different times. I know.
That would be funny, though, too, if, like, there really was. Like, you could delete it, but you can't, it won't post yet. And you're just, like, looking at it. It just makes you overthink. And then hopefully all the idiots would self-implode. And then the problem would solve itself.
Like, we could build different levels of the internet where you can only submit so many, you know, comments into the queue. So if you've got, like, a whole bunch of dumbass, like, white power Yahoo group Nazi comments like queued up. It's like, oh, you already have 10 white power comments, and if you submit this comment to Facebook about how we should be just, you know, throwing people out of bathrooms no matter what, like curling pucks, then you have to get rid of one of your other Nazi hate-filled comments.
You have to
choose. It's about responsibility. This is for your own good, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel
White Power Johnson.
Oh, he's...
Okay. It's a very racist name you have. Obviously, you have a rich and confused past, and we're trying to help you, okay?
Listen to us. Look, we're internet help. We're here to help.
We're here to help. Do not listen to the hate.
Don't listen.
Nathaniel.
My goodness. He really got the raw end of that kind of, you know, experience.
It's like Nathaniel White Power Johnson is like... Sting's son, or like, you know, one of those celebrity, like Gwyneth Paltrow's son. Mm-hmm. They like named their kids Apple or something.
Oh,
but
my
like,
goodness.
If like, what's like the white power hippy dippy equivalent to naming your kid like Apple? Running like, River. I know that white power would be the middle name, but it'd be like Confederate flag, white power, Steamboat Johnson. Something like that.
Those are the three things,
Yeah, his name would just be Confederate flag. It's like, that's a lot of syllables. Come here, Confetti. That'd be his nickname. It'd be adorable. Come on over here, Confetti. What's that stand for? Confederate flag. That's cute.
That's like today at the soccer game. Some girl on the other team, her last name was Panther. I'm like, what? I want that.
What?
How does that get to be your last name? And then, of course, they called her by her last name, and they're like, Panther Pass. I'm like, what? I want that last name.
Yeah, I would, you know, instead of like dreaming about having a cool last name, I would just be like, turn it into like, hey, piss your Panther. Did you piss in your pants? And I would just turn it against her and make it into a terrible name. And be like, yeah, I ruined your whole life.
Sorry.
Piss your pants.
You pissed your pants, or
that once again reminds me, for anybody tuning in who hasn't heard of my my band, my Christian band, Ath Faith, and their a hit single, Heart Full of Pith.
Oh my gosh, Jason, you said that? No, this is not coming back. Nope.
It's coming back. I'm just, yeah, I want to make
no
sure.
No resurgence. That, nope.
While we're doing, it's a resurgence. It's a rapture.
I know.
It's the second coming. It's the third, fourth, and fifth coming. We are going on tour relentlessly.
Not relentlessly.
Not relentlessly.
Relentlessly.
Relentlessly, then relentlessly, then retardedly relentlessly.
And then we're going to surgent, not just Lent fully. Surge. Yeah.
We're going to be there for Lent, Ath Faith. You Ath Faitheth. Follow your Ath Faith. Forward. Into the future. I think I had other, you know, song titles written down, but
yeah, no, you should write them down.
I have.
Somewhere. Oh. Did you really?
Well, let me see if I have drive my Drewev with F Faith. No, I don't think so. I don't think I have it written down anywhere handy.
Oh, good. We don't want it to be too easy.
So. No, we don't want this to be linear.
We don't want this to be relaxed.
or, you know, or satisfying cohesive. To listen to. Yeah. I'd rather this, you know, I'd rather we trail off and...
It's a little patchy, yeah.
War.
That's just how we like it.
I feel like war, if you look at the way it was once upon a time, fought and constructed. It used to be where you'd have your kingdoms... Yeah, your various kingdoms laid out there, like Monopoly. Yeah. So I don't know how Monopoly's played, like Risk, maybe something like that.
Yep.
And it was played very much like a sport, not like Risk. So not like Risk, but you'd have your kingdoms laid out, and you'd conduct war in the way of like, haha, oh, I took this village of yours, haha, and then oh, you bastard!
Like they're
I'll
playing
get
on
you
a
next
game
time.
Table. Yeah, they're like,
yeah, more or less like. I over believe, like, tea. as it was described, like, war was viewed as sort of the height of civilization, where it's barbaric, but it's played like chess. Like, it's where chess is derived from. So are we so surprised that war was viewed as a game? Like, it was the strategy of it was viewed by military generals and strategists as a game, as something to be played with. So it's kind of it's not... difficult. It's actually natural for me to believe that in a game where ego is everything, that to look back at those models of war on such a scale that is dwarfed by today's standards, and to not think that those same Eenhofs and those same Neanderthal brains are now working their way through our system, and not only are they building wars for profit, are they bilking resources for profit, but they're also basically playing the world economy like an international war game or chess game. I do believe.
Ooh,
I think
this is quite delightful. Let's
think
get
about
a
what.
Tea, then.
Think about what an evil villain would do with the internet. He wouldn't Google cat videos all day. It'd be at least 50%.
You'll never make
like
a good villain,
50%
Jason.
Is the baseline for everybody, even people who hate cats.
Oh, cats
they look
are so
at,
cute.
They look at cat videos 50% of the time. But an evil genius, they're going to be using the internet to construct ways to just obfuscate and to construct an economy of impropriety into infinity.
And... beyond.
And beyond. So.
And Beyonce.
And Beyonce and Jamiroquai, and nobody remembers who that guy is.
Oh, I know. You just said that, and I was like.
Dropped right off the radar.
Insanity. Bitter. Virtual insanity. I don't know the rest.
All right. Well, you know, final parting thoughts.
Yes.
If I may.
If
we replace the word poop with boop, I think we'd have a lot more fun. just consider.
Yeah, like we said, bees make everything better. Yeah.
Like I had to make a gigantic, I had to take a huge boop, everybody. I just well, booped
it
my.
It would mix up, you know, when cats nose boop you or little animals give you like a boop. That would confuse that. I mean, a little bit. But I think
it'd be worth it. It's like my cat just booped all over the floor.
It is cuter and it's not as like abrasive. I get that.
Yeah, I booped myself in the amusement park. It wasn't quite as fun. But it wasn't that much, so
we just had to find a new word for boop. That's all. We can work it out. We'll work on it. It's okay.
We'll have to. You know, it's like obviously. Keyboard shortcut. Most people aren't familiar, but you have to remap. You know, everything that was using boop. So we'll figure it out. Or you know,
no, this is a very intricate. It becomes world. A homonym. Be
and if unless you're homophobic, then I don't see that as a problem. I don't see genitalia. Just like some people don't see colors, I don't see genitalia.
I know.
You could take your pants off right now and I'd be like, what?
Oh, I normally don't see it because it's normally covered up, but I still see it.
Oh, well, that's your problem then. Usually it's just, you know, like I'm just like, it's just right out there and I'm just like, I guess, okay.
Well, genitalia.
Okay, that's fine.
Genitalia, I don't really care for it.
Hey. I've heard that somewhere before.
Oh, it's probably you.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to be like, what? Oh, okay. That's fine. Whatever you think. Well, go ahead, have at it.
Well, sure.
Okay. All right, I'm going to count back from infinity.
Okay, because I like that voice. That's a funny one.
Infinity minus one. Minus two.
Infinity.
Infinity. Infinity. Infinity. And tridity. And two-dity. And one-dity. One-a-day. One-a-day. Two-dity. One. Yes!